Many Texans have been logging into their company's computer systems remotely. At M3 Networks in Southlake, President Michael Moore says he's never been busier.
Think about it like this. There are more devices in use now than ever, so there are more vulnerabilities that you have to protect than ever. So yeah, the work that we do has increased exponentially, and the amount of work that you have to do to protect people's cybersecurity needs, especially they're creating a good cyber defense plan, has gone up dramatically.
He says people are now spending more time at home, and more devices at home are constantly connected to the internet.
More and more people have kids at home that are using devices. More and more people have many other devices at home than they never would have had. People have Alexa. People have TVs that are connected to the internet. All of these devices have vulnerabilities, right? So if you implement all these devices for entertainment purposes or for business purposes in your home and your business, but you don't know how they work, you don't know the vulnerabilities they create, then you've got to seek outside help to help you.
Moore says hackers had been targeting large corporations. He says that would give hackers more information about more people at one time. But Moore says as more people log in remotely and corporations work to improve their own security and make employees take seminars, hackers are finding it easier to target individuals.
Be very diligent, right? If somebody says to you, I need your information, or I want to confirm how many children you have, any of this basic stuff, don't confirm your basic identity information to them. I'll give you an example. A lot of these folks on Facebook, LinkedIn, and other messaging services, Snapchat, etc., are sending out a message to you that says, I really liked your picture of you and your son, but they don't have a connection with you and you don't know them. When you say, oh, how did you know I had a son? They didn't know that, but you've confirmed for them. Now they know that you have a son.
Moore says small businesses might consider an IT assessment too.
That's really, really important. It's like saying, I want to get in shape. Well, the first thing you need to do is get a coach. You need to get a trainer. You need to do something like that. So get an assessment in that area and take what they say seriously. Don't just say this is something I'll do off in the future. I'll give you an example. Even if you're just using something as simple as email, email can be a vulnerability to you and all your employees. One of the things that attackers are doing right now is cracking into your email system, creating an email address that's something like billing or accounts payable, representing themselves as you, and asking people to pay you. But in reality, they change the routing number so the money goes to the bad actor. You need a second set of eyes to look at it.
The Washington Post reported on what was described as military-grade spyware to hack into smartphones belonging to government officials, reporters, business executives, and human rights activists recently. Moore says that shows while smartphones have been considered less vulnerable to viruses, hackers are adapting to keep getting personal information. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.